Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, wouldn't it be great if we could build rail lines as fast as roads? Planning permission for the long-awaited Metrolink was given the go-ahead, but it may be another decade before we reap any benefits. And Brian Caulfield, professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin, joins us now. Brian, infrastructure has obviously been one of the buzzwords of the last couple of months, all about it in the budget, all about Metrolink. But when are we likely to see anyone on a train? And what is going on that everything is so slow?
I wouldn't be heading to Charlemont or to the airport to get on a metro probably before 2034, maybe 35. So it's likely to take maybe 6-7 years of construction and another couple of years, I think, at least of wrangling on whether we should do it and a final cost benefit analysis. Why things are taking so long? Metro took 3 years in on board Planola to get out the other side, a project that already got in planning permission. I do think we need to expedite these projects because our population is only getting bigger and we've never needed these types of projects more.
Okay. And just that thing about it so much quicker to build a road, if it's going to be 10 years from now to us actually hopping on a little train or whatever we're going to call them at the time, how long would it take to build a strip of motorway, for example, of a similar length?
A strip of motorway of a similar length, because you're not tunnelling and all those other kind of things, would be a considerably less amount of time. But I think if you take the engineering out of it, it's the politics. It's much easier for a minister or a politician to approve a road because people like roads and they're much less expensive. And we saw that in 2010, we delivered over 270 kilometres of motorway across this country. And it's that kind of ambition.
In 1 year.
That year, it was the year that it opened. Obviously, construction was before that, but they opened in 2010.
Okay. So, and you said that because people like roads. Is there something in the Irish DNA that do we favour roads over rails in some ways, even though ideally you would think we would want it to be the other way around?
We would want it to be the other way around for congestion and climate and all those other kind of things. Last year, 71.3% of all trips in this country were driven. But I would say maybe our Irish people haven't had the alternative. It's types of alternatives we see in other cities when we go outside of the country. And I think once that's provided, and we saw that with Lewis, we saw that with Dart, if that's provided in Cork, Limerick, Galway, Dublin, then I think it will change.
Okay. If it takes so long, I know you've spoken about this before, if particularly sort of the preamble to getting big public transport infrastructure built like rail, etc., is so long and so torturous, is it incumbent on us to get cracking quicker, like so that we should be planning now for what we want to see in 2050, 2060, those types of things?
That's exactly it. We need to have a pipeline of works. So Metro, when that starts, there's going to be a huge amount of skilled workers working on that. About 8,000 people will be needed to deliver that project. There's no point in letting that finish, cutting a ribbon and standing back and going, aren't we great? We need to have those workers moving on to the next project, be it Light Rail in Cork, or Lewis to Lucan, whatever the next project is. That's what we need to do, and we need to do that much quicker than we are currently doing.
So an infrastructure pipeline is needed where those 8,000 people are almost constantly deployed to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
Exactly. And sometimes the next thing won't always be public transport or transport. Look at the water infrastructure across our city. Look at the energy infrastructure that we need to do and upgrade the grid and also our renewables. So there's never been more work for these types of people to do. So we need to have this pipeline. So we're not wasting money and we're not wasting time.
And lastly, Brian, this sounds eminently sensible. This sounds like you know, Brian for Taoiseach. But are politicians listening to this idea of an infrastructure pipeline, this idea of cracking on with the next project ahead of this one being finished and that kind of thing? Because politicians don't often like to think long term. They think in election cycles.
That's precisely it. And I think that's why we're in the current situation we're currently in. You know, once Metro gets planning or starts to be constructed, when the government goes for re-election, the city will be turned upside down with construction. I do think some of the words that came out of Minister Chambers in the Dáil there during the week were hopeful, and mentioning Ard na Cruachaid taking up 20% of government revenue back when it was constructed. It's that type of ambition, and it is exactly what we need right now. But we need to build maybe 5 or 6 Ard na Cruachaid equivalent in terms of infrastructure at the moment.
Look, thank you, Brian. You come on and you make us all think, and you we know you're right. I hope someone is listening. Brian Caulfield, Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Of new waste.